Afternoon, everyone. Carrying on with the discussion about disabled babies and terminating pregnancies, etc., I would just like to say I agree with Claire on the issue of the deaf couple. I do have issue, or take issue, or have an issue with deliberately disabling your child, which is what they were basically aiming to do. If you don't have any testing, that's something different. And then, you know, if you run the risk of having a disabled child, then, you know, that's okay, you know. But to actually, it's not about whether you destroy a disabled child or embryo or an able-bodied one. It's about the child that's coming into the world. And if you're deliberately going to disable them, I do have an issue with that, a very strong issue. It's wrong. It's morally wrong, I feel, and it's... It can only be to their own ends, really. I don't care what anybody says, that it can't be for the child's sake so that they're not the odd one out. That doesn't wash. It's for their own ends, because the deaf community... I have a friend who's deafblind, and she's not like this at all, but she says the deaf community, and I've heard others say this too, are very insular. They often don't mix well within the hearing, and I hate to say this, but you know what I mean, the quotes normal unquote run of society. They have keep very much to their own communities a lot of the time. I'm not saying they all do, because there's always exceptions to the rule, but they kind of don't like outsiders, if you like, and I suppose they wanted their child to be one of them and not one of the ones they considered outsiders. And that's an extreme view, but that's the way it seems to be. And yes, I don't agree with that. It's nothing to do with whether an able-bodied life is worth more than a disabled life. Of course it's not. It's the fact that they were actually choosing to have a disabled child when they needn't have one. Okay, if they didn't have the testing, and then it could go either way, that's fair enough. Seeing that to choose to do that is, I think, wrong morally, and I'm glad that it was turned down. I don't know what the eventual outcome was. I didn't have any testing either, apart from the normal scans. I wasn't at the age where the amnio is recommended, which I think is 35, although it may be any time now. You probably can opt to have it done, and I know there is a risk of miscarriage, but I actually did think there's a new test coming now that's a blood test or something. I might be wrong about that. I have a friend who, she tried for a family for years, and then she was just on the point of going for IVF or some kind of fertility treatment, and she got pregnant with her first child, and then she had another one, and then she got pregnant again, which wasn't intended the last time, naturally. And she was 41 when she was pregnant with the last two twins, and she didn't have any tests either. And I took my hat off to her. She said, if you know, she didn't want to know if that's the way, you know, if they had downs, that's she would cope with it. And I rather feel the same, really. There are worse things. I do understand if somebody runs the risk of having a very severely disabled child. I know you can say, well, if you're blind, where do you draw the line, or if it's deaf? But I'm talking the child that would be wheelchair bound, not have any sight, hearing, and would ultimately probably not live very long, or have not what we would consider a good quality of life. And okay, we may not be the judges of that, but if there was a known risk of that, I probably would have the test. And for the simple reason, when I was of childbearing age, and that sounds really awful, doesn't it? But you know what I mean. When I was in the business of making a family, if you has a better way of putting it, my partner at the time, my husband then, was also visually impaired, as I've said. So the actual practical implications of dealing with a severely disabled child would probably have split us up at best. It's not that we would have not wanted to, it's just that how would we get around? We can't drive, we wouldn't be able to push a wheelchair. It's okay when the baby's in a pram and you can tow them in a buggy, but what do you do when they're in a wheelchair and they're heavy? You can't start. Well, I mean, I wouldn't be able to tow an adult around, it would kill me. you have to consider things like that. I wouldn't want the child adopted or put into a home or anything like that. I would feel so guilty. It would be a most terrible thing, and I'd have to have done a lot of soul searching. because I don't agree with termination as a general rule. I actually thought the time for termination in this country was 24 weeks and they were trying to get it down to 20, but I might be a bit behind the times and I still think 20 is too far. I really feel that unless there's extenuating circumstances, a termination shouldn't be more than, I don't know, I would say about 14 weeks really. That's coming from someone who doesn't really agree with it. I agree there are circumstances where it might be the best option for some people. I'm not saying that. Each person has to live with it, what they do. So I'm not one of these mad Americans. Excuse me, American people. I don't mean any of you on here, but you know the ones that go around killing the abortion doctors and stuff like that. I'm not one of those fanatics. I just don't morally agree with it from my own point of view. even so, if it's the case that a baby can be terminated as late as 23 or 24 weeks, some premature babies can live when they're born at that age, and that to me doesn't seem right. As for the disabled thing, I don't know. I can see there's circumstances where someone might decide to terminate the baby after that time, because a friend of mine had her third child and she didn't really, she'd had two children and she thought she was pregnant, but she never went to the doctors till she was more than 20 weeks. So you hear of these very rare cases where people say they really didn't know they were pregnant at all. So imagine you find out right at the last minute and then you have a scan and the child's so severely disabled that life wouldn't be much really worth living for it, from our point of view at least. I can see that it would be rather unfair to force that person to have the child if they'd only just found out they were pregnant. So I can see there must be, I suppose, a kind of loophole. But I think as a general rule of thumb, it really should be the same, with a possibility, if all the evidence is there, that they really didn't know and that it has come as a shock and there's reasons why it wasn't picked up earlier and they really can't cope with a disabled child or something like that, that there should be room for, not appeal, but that kind of thing, another process whereby the time can be extended if necessary. I think it should be very, very closely monitored, though, and not just a free-for-all. But as Claire said, it probably isn't the case that this happens very often, because most people, if they don't want a disabled baby, will probably find out at the 20-week scan at the latest, and if not before, and will be able to sort it out then. I think that's about it, really. It's a very kind of emotive subject, I suppose. It's a very, people tend to have pretty strong views one way or another. I wouldn't want to bring a child into the world that was going to have a really miserable life. I don't think Downs, I was horrified with the statistics, but I don't feel that with Downs, most Downs people seem to be having quite a nice life from the ones I've met. And, I've heard there was a young boy on the radio recently, and I can't remember now, he was a writer or something like that, and he was really full of his life, and I thought, well, you know, just imagine he'd been terminated, as many as these 94 others had. So I don't believe that's grounds for terminating a baby, not in my book. But as I say, I preferred not to know. That's my choice. And if you are, as I say, the carrier or potential carrier of a very disabling disease condition, then, you know, and you can genetically select a baby that's not going to have it, then I don't really see that there's anything wrong with that. It's not that you don't want a disabled baby. It's just why bring a life into the world that's not going to really have much of a life if you don't have to? It's not really about that you don't want it. If you have these genes and you know about them, then I don't think there's really anything morally wrong. But then you see, where do you draw the line? That's the thing, that the people could start saying that I don't want a blind baby. I don't know. That's the difficulty, really. Because we'd say, well, we're quite happy with our lives. I'm glad I was born. I was quite horrified at what Nama's mum said to her. She probably didn't mean it the way it sounded, but when you're a 15 or 14-year-old, you're very impressionable and very, you take things to heart. I mean, I can remember my sister and I had an argument. We very rarely ever argue. My sister's 2 years younger than me, and I was about the same age, and she said to me something about, I wish you'd never been born, or something like that. You're just a burden, or something like that, she said. And I haven't ever forgotten it. I mean, I know she didn't mean it. I'm very close with my sister. But, you know, she said something to hurt me, and it did, and I've remembered it to this day. So when you're that age, and that's coming from my sister who's younger than me, so, you know, she didn't really have a clue what she was saying, really. But a parent should be able to have foresight to think how that could affect them. And going back to kids, any child can have a problem. They don't have to be disabled to have a pretty miserable life, to be honest. I mean, you hear about these kids committing suicide when they're 14 or 15. I don't think they've ever heard of it being a disabled child. It's someone that's been bullied, who's had a miserable family life, who's been physically or sexually abused. There can also be all sorts of things. We take a risk in bringing a child into the world, not because we could have a disabled child, not just that, but because we don't know what their life holds for them. And at the end of the day, we're responsible for bringing them here. So, you know, you can look at it at a wider angle and say, well, we don't really know what we're doing when we have a child. They could be born with Downs or another disability and have a perfectly successful and happy life, or they could be born, quotes, normal, unquotes, and have the most miserable life on earth. So really, any child we have, we are taking a risk, because we don't know, we can't see ahead to what their life's going to be like and what fate has in store for them. But if we can prevent having a majorly miserable life. I mean, the prospect of having a very severely disabled child that you're going to outlive, for instance, and then you've got the worry of what's going to happen to them when you're dead. Are they going to end up in a home? You know, that I can understand people not wanting that. I wouldn't actually want that, because it must be a terrible worry for somebody. Now, if you don't have the test and you have that child, then that's different. But if you have the chance to rule it out, then I can't honestly say I blame people for doing that, because there are all sorts of implications, the child outliving the parents, and obviously most of our children will outlive us, thankfully, but if they're able-bodied and everything's fine for them, then you hope, you know, that they'll have a happy life. And it worries me with my own children, what's going to happen to them when I'm not here anymore. I hate the thought that I won't know what's happened to them. I really do. And even worse, if they were disabled and vulnerable, vulnerable to mistreatment, misunderstanding, prejudice, all those things. I wouldn't like to think that I was leaving my child in the lurch like that. So while I don't agree with the selection on face value, I do see why, if there's a chance that you can be going to have a disabled child and you can rule it out, that you do. And I don't agree with deliberately having a disabled child. I think the best thing we can probably do, I mean, anyone can have a disabled child, is just either not have children or not have the tests. And then just deal with what life gives us and be thankful. As for Claire being relieved when she found out Nathan's sight was okay, I think that's natural. Even if we can deal with a blind child, obviously we could. I thought that all along. Well, if I do have a blind child, well, you know, there are worse things. And I'm in the best position to help that child and get what it needs. But I can't say I wasn't relieved as well when I found out that mine were okay. And not just that, but when they were born and they were known to have two arms, two legs, five toes and five fingers and on each hand and to be perfect in every way. I can't say I wasn't relieved, because I was. It doesn't mean to say that I wouldn't love the child if they'd had a cleft palate or a club foot or something like that. Of course I would. That goes without saying. But I was relieved for their sake that they came out okay, with nothing externally amiss. So I think it's, if any parent is relieved when their child comes out and is found to be what we would class normal, with nothing wrong in the physical sense. And so if there's a chance of an extra thing like disability, blindness or whatever, that's going to be an extra relief. And there's nothing wrong, there's no shame in that. Just because we can cope with them if they're blind or have something wrong with them, it doesn't mean to say that we're not relieved when we don't have to and that they don't have to cope with it. So I think that's a perfectly natural reaction. It might have been a surprise to her to feel that way. I don't think it was to me, really. I just think I knew I would feel that way, because I want the best. I ultimately want the best for my children, I suppose, and that's it. Anyway, I'm not going to waffle on anymore. I've got to get on, so I'll speak soon. If I can turn the phone off.